says, "Nosu the mikdash v'shochanti b'soyvom." Midrash says, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Nosu the mikdash," Moshe Rabbeinu was all shaken up. How can I make a mikdash which is big enough, great enough for Hakadosh Baruch Hu? The whole world was created by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. A little building, no matter what you do with it, is tiny in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem answered, "A big yisoid in life." Don't make it according to my power. Everybody has power, his purpose that Hashem gave him. We have to use the purpose Hashem gave us fully for the right purpose. And then we did a complete avodah Hashem. That's all Hashem wants. He doesn't want us to do more than we can. He doesn't want us to fool ourselves and say, "I can't, I don't have it." Same thing happened by the time in the Dovid. Kesed, the Dovid of Ishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu said, all the Kesed, call us of Lira Kesed, the Dovid of Hashem. All the money in the world belongs to Hashem. What are we going to build to pay some mikdash? The little money we have, he said the same thing. You don't have to gather all the gold of the world together. The gold that you do have, shokot v'shpofot that you have, is being used to further the Kvod Shemayim and bring the Shechinah. Because by doing so, we show that we have it right. We realize that our tzlacha is built on our keshu l'Kvod Shemayim. Whatever zav keser we're giving away, whatever kreifas we're giving away, we're not giving anything away. We're strengthening the keshu between us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he takes care of it himself. We say, "I don't want to do it, I want to manage by myself." Hashem says, "Bakasha, manage all by yourself." Not recommended. There was a great warrior, Baal Koziva, after the Kuvim Beis HaMikdash, and everybody knew he was invincible. He made a comment, according to the Yerushalmi, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just let me do it by myself. I don't want to get into trouble with you." So Hashem let him do it by himself. He was invincible till he went to the bathroom and a poisonous snake bit him. And that was the end. So that's the story in life. Hashem says, "I want to be mashma my shechina by every person. But you have to show me that you value the fact that I'm by you." We bring to Moshe about a very wealthy person. He used to go on business trips and he used to stay by certain balabais. And after a few times, he switched to another balabais. The first balabais was upset. "Why didn't you come back to me?" Because he wants to have connection with a very influential person. He said, "I'll tell you the truth. When I was in your house, you didn't really treat me properly. It was uncomfortable. And yeah, if you make it comfortable, I'll be more than happy to come back." Same with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're involved in all the things, everything in life. We have truths in why we're not being Avodah Hashem properly. With our learning, with our tefillahs, with our stokas, with our chasodim. Then Hashem says, "Okay, I'll find somebody in some other place more comfortable to grow my shechinah." So do it right, and Hashem is master shechinah bayos, come upon it. Hashem is bayos, and everything is taken care of. He ends up and says, "Korav yeyo b'yisho, yishkan kovad ba'atzeinu." The person has Yehosh Shemayim and has this clear, that he should use the favor Hashem gave him for avodas Hashem, for furthering the values of Kodesh Bohu, then Reuva Yeshua Hashem Lovo, Yeshua is going to come. When Machabel Kodesh Bohu, he'll bring the Yeshua. Nishlof and Mashiach and Kainu, Noshav and Hatsenu, and Vehavi.